Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aharon Sorcher. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devorah Bas Yechiel.
Learning Maseches Beitza, Naf Chav Ches, we're starting from the Mishnah, the second Mishnah on the Amud of Naf Chav Ches and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Eim Ashchizen Es Asakim B'Yamtif, Ava Masih Al Gabi Chaverta. Now let us sharpen the knife on Yamtif, you just allow to sharpen it on another knife, but not on the regular knife sharpener. Gemara says, Amr Avuna, Loi Shono Meshcheze Shalevin. It's only by a sharpener, a stone sharpener, that it's Aser. Av Meshcheze Shalevin is Mutter, but if you have a wooden knife sharpener, that's Mutter. Then the Gemara has two Lashonos. One Lashon is that to sharpen it, Mamish, that's Aser, even by Meshcheze Shalevin. The Chilutin Evan and Eitz is talking about Lahavish Amnunis. Lahavish Amnunis is just wiping off the grease on the knife. There, it's Aser on a Meshchez Shel Evan and Mutter on a Meshchez Shel Eitz. And the second Lashon is Fakert. Lahavish Amnunis is Mutter even by a Meshchez Shel Evan, even on a stone sharpener. If you're just doing it to wipe off the grease, it's Mutter. Lechadudi, when you're sharpening it, then it's a Chiluk. To sharpen it on a stone sharpener is Aser, but on a wooden sharpener, that's Mutter. And the Gemara has similar to Lashonis Lagabi the Mishnah, that the Mishnah makes the chiluk between Mashchizen with the Mashchezes to sharpen the knife on a regular knife sharpener is Aser, but Masih Al Gabi Chaverta, when you sharpen it on another knife, it's Mutter. Does that mean Mamish sharpening, Lechadudei? Which there is a chiluk between Mashchezes where it's Aser and another knife where it's Mutter, but Lahavish Amnunis on both cases it's Mutter. Well, Fakert, the Mishnah is talking about Lahavish Amnunis. They're talking about when you're wiping off the grease. There, even wiping off the grease is Aser Meshchez Shel Evan, only Mutter on another knife. But when your mom is sharpening it, that's Aser even on another knife. Then the Gemara says like this, Man Tana de Meshchezes Aser. Which Tana holds that a Meshchezes to sharpen it on a knife sharpener is Aser? Amar Avchista de Loik Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Tanakhama holds Ein Ben Yantav Shabbos L'Eichel Nefesh B'Vant. The only Chiluk Yantav Shabbos L'Eichel Nefesh itself, the Mechshir Ma'aser, even on Yamtiv. Rabbi Yehuda Matar Af Mechshir Eichel Nefesh. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mechshir Eichel Nefesh are also Mutter. Sharpening a knife is called Mechshir Eichel Nefesh. You're not doing it with the food, it's not called Eichel Nefesh. But you're doing it with something you need for the Eichel Nefesh, that's Mechshir Eichel Nefesh. That's Mutter, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So who are then sharpening a knife? That's Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Gemara says like this: Amli Rav Lev Chisad Ashinim Shcha Meshimcha Lachak Rabbi Yehuda. Should we darshin your name Lachas like Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei Rav the Chol Kihani Milim Ma'al Yisa Tidrushin Meshimoi. I wish you'd always darshin such gavald gezachem Meshmi. Yes, you should darshin a Lachas like Rabbi Yehuda. So that Gemara is Mashma Lachas like Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara says like this: Rav Nachem Ben Rabbi Yosef was standing in front of Rava. And Rava was rubbing the knife, apuma de dikula, on a basket. And he asked him, what are you doing it for? You're doing it l'chadude, to sharpen it, or l'havish emnuse, to take off the grease. And he said, I'm doing it l'havish emnuse. But really, the Chami Beder Vesef understood that he was really doing it to sharpen it. So why did he tell him he's doing it to take off the grease? Because halacha ve'ein meirin kein. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, ve'ein meirin kein. You can't paskin that you could sharpen the knife. And the same thing happened with Abaye and Rabba. Abaye was in front of Rabba. He was rubbing the knife up Sifsa de Rechaya, on the edge of a mill. And he asked him, what are you doing it for? You're doing it La Chadude or La Avisham Nuse. And he said La Avisham Nuse, but really he was doing it La Chadude, because he holds a lach of Eimar and Cain. Adkan the Sugya Sagamar. So there's a Machlaikis Rishainim, how to learn up the Sugya and how to get to what's the Psak. The Bemis and Kamashitas will speak out the Ikashitas. The Shitas Arash is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Meshcheze Shel Evan is Mutter. And that's tak how we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so we paskin sharpening in a knife is Mutter in all Eifanim, even a Meshcheze Shel Evan. All cases of Mechshir Eichel Nefesh is Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. The only exception, according to the Rosh, is we had a Gemara early in the second parak about putting out a fire, l'chabes is a neidavar acher, to put out a candle for Tashmish Amita, or l'chabes is a bekas, k'deshli sashin abayis, to extinguish the log so that the house shouldn't get smoky. With there, the Gemara says that it's aser, because we go like the Rabbanan, So the Rosh has two teruts in there. One teruts is that enechanami, they also it's mutter. When the Gemara says it's aser, it means halacha ve'emayrin kain, like the Gemara says here. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. In all cases, it's just emayrin kain. According to that teruts, all makshirim will be the same. On all makshirim passing like Rabbi Yehuda, it's just that we hold emayrin kain. Another teruts the Rosh says is that there it's different because it's not directly related to Eichel Nefesh. It's related to Tashemita, Shleis Hashem Abayis. It's not directly related to Eichel Nefesh. So Machshirim that aren't directly related to Eichel Nefesh, we are Machma like the Rabbanan. But any Machshirim that's the Negei to Eichel Nefesh is all Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Avad that is a Tanai that has to be where it's Loyef Shemei Esmol. Rabbi Yehuda is masking that when it's Ef Shemei Esmol, there's no Heter of Machshirim. It's only when it's Efshem Esmol, like Rashi says, either it got ruined on Yom Tov and you have to fix it on Yom Tov, or you were Torah Me'esmol, you didn't have time to do it Me'esmol. In those cases, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mutter. If you could have done it Esmol, then it's us even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But all cases of Makshirim are the same. Then Mutter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is just Ein Mayrin Kain. Now, the Rosh also says that even the din of Ein Mayrin Kain, he holds that the Tula Shainis in the Gemara that discusses if Mashkeza Shal Eitz is mutter even l'chududei or only l'havishem nusei, that's according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is mutter, even mashkez shel even, even l'chududei. So according to Rabbanan, there are two l'shaynis, and the Rosh says that we paskin b'shal seif and halach achar emekel, and we paskin that even according to the Rabbanan, it's mutter a mashkez shel eitz l'chududei. So that would be even mayrin kain. The Gemara is mashma that these amram weren't mayrin kain, even though it's mashkez shel eitz, we don't paskin that way. We pass in my Mashkeza Shel Eitz, it's Mayrin Kain. Now, there are two Gemaras which bring down an Isser to fix the Keli on Yantif. The first one is the Gemara says, Sakin Sha'amda Mutal Chadad de Yantif, a Sakin which got dull, you light a sharp on Yantif, a Hani Mili de Paska Agav Duchka. If it still could cut when you press on it. But if it can't cut at all, even when you press on it, then you're not allowed to sharpen it. But Rashi explains that it's Asal Chadude de Tirchi Yisevihi. It's a bigger terech. In other words, it's not a steer to this klal. Avada we paskim achshirim is mutter. Avadim ikirah din it's mutter to sharpen in all cases. But if it's not pask agav duchka, it is a special iser of terech. It's a terech yisayrihi. It's very, very hard to sharpen. It's a terech yisayrihi. So that's why it's aser. But really, there's no iser of achshirim altogether. The Gemara towards the end of the sugya said that a shvut shenirtzaf aser l'sakna b'yamtif. And that also sounds like that there's an issa to misak in the keli. So Rashi there says that a shvut shenirtzaf is just nekam, it just became crooked, but it wasn't nishba, it wasn't broken. And it's also sagna biyantav, he says, shoyachal ishtamish by kamei shehu, because you could use it the way it is, v'tircha dolei tzarechi. Also, klar mashman, you're allowed to fix the keli on yantav, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's just here, since you could use the keli without fixing it, it wasn't broken, it's just bent, therefore, you're not going to straighten it out because that's a tircha deloy tzarech. And this goes with the shita serosh that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, all machshirim are mutter, the possible exception of machshirim that have nothing to do with food like we had in the second perek. And therefore, the sakin sha'amda, which is not paska agav duchke, like the Gemara says is aser, which doesn't cut at all, has to be because a tircha yaseir, and the shvut shenirtzaf has to be because it could be used without fixing it, and therefore it's a tercha delay tzarech, like Rashi says. Now, the Rambam clearly doesn't hold that way. The Rambam says that a mashcheza shel even is asim ikir adin. And it's mashman the Rambam even, it's asim idaraisa. That a mashcheza shel even is asim ikir adin. And a mashcheza shel eitz, the Rambam paskins that sharpening with a mashcheza shel eitz is halacha ve'ein mayrin kein. Apparently, the Rambam learned that when there's a discussion of halacha ve'ein mayrin kein, the discussion is dafka by mashkeza shel eitz. It's not a din klali in machshirim. It's by mashkeza shel eitz that we have two lashonos in the Gemara earlier. If mashkeza shel eitz is aser, is mutter to sharpen, or only mutter l'avisham nunis, the Rambam's psak is that it's, and this is how he learns up in the Gemara, that by mashkeza shel eitz, it's mutter to sharpen, but it's ein mayrin kein. We don't paskin that way, and that why these two Amiram, they were sharpening with the Mashkei Shel Eitz, but they said there would be Mavi Shem Nusei, because by Mashkei Shel Eitz, there's a halacha of Ein Mayrin Kain. But Mashkei Shel Even, that's Aser Mekir Adin. And who Adin, the Rambam learns, that's why it's Aser Laharish Sakin L'Chachem B'Yamdif, because maybe you'll come to sharpening it, and sharpening it, Mashkei Shel Evin is Asur Meikir Adin, seemingly even Midaraisa. What's the Pshat in the Rambam? So the Magen Mishnah learns that the Rambam passes like the Rabbanan. The Rambam holds that we say Halacha of Ein Meirin Kein, that's only like we said in regard to the Halacha of Mashkei Shel Eitz, which even the Rabbanan hold its Mutter, but it's Halacha of Ein Meirin Kein. Mashkei Kein, Rabbi Yehuda Tak holds the Mashkei Shel Evin is Mutter, because he holds everything is Mutter, just like we learned in the Rush, but we don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass it like the Rabbanan. Seemingly, Rav Chista's din of the Shinan, Halacha Krab Yehuda, we don't pass in that way, because the other Amiram seem to pass in like the Rabbanan. So in the second parak, the Gemara is clearly passing like the Rabbanan. So that's how we pass in. According to Magen Mishnah, we pass in like the Rabbanan, that Mechshirach HaNefesh is Asa, that's the Rambam's Psak, and the Halacha Ve'emarin Kain is going specifically on sharpening a knife in Meshkezah Shel Eitz, with there, even according to Rabbanan, it's Mutter, but Ein Meirin Kain. The Rambam also paskins that a shmut shenirtzaf is aslo sakne biyamtif, and he doesn't mention anything about a shmut shenirtzam, and the lechari de pshat in the Rambam is that any way a shmut is broken, it's always aslo sakne. The Gemara says a shmut shenirtzam is telling the machlekes of Yudin the Rabbanan, but we paskin that a shmut shenirtzaf, which according to the Rambam is even less broken than a shmut shenirtzam, is aser. Kol shken a shmut shenirtzam. That's how the Rambam will have to learn. That's why it only brings down the din of Shput Shenirtzaf, which is the bigger Chiddush. It's not even so broken. And still it's Asa because we paskin like the Rabbanan. That's the Magen Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam. But the Ran learns a different Pshat in the Rambam, and this is how the Ran also learns the Pshat in the Rif. And this is how Kamen Mefarshim learn the Pshat in the Rambam. The Beis Yosef learns this way, and the Goyin. And the Pshat is that, no, we talk a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Meshchezah Shel Evin is Aser. If you're doing a Tikkun Gomer, if you're doing a real Tikkun Kli, that's Aser even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's Aser Meikir Adin. And the Gemara's Chalukim between a Meshchezah Shel Evin, L'chadudei and L'havishem Nusei, those Lishaynis, are all going according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Rabbanan, even a Meshchezah Shel Eitz would be Aser. Because since they ask the machshirim, so any type of tikkun kli is aser. It's all machshirim, it's all aser. The Rabbanan weren't makel by tikkun kli altogether. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the machshirim is mutter. But even machshirim that's mutter, that's only when it's not a malacha gemura, a real makav apatish. If it's a malacha gemura, a real makav apatish, that's aser even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the way the Ran learns, halacha ve'emarin kein is taka in the etzem din of Rabbi Yehuda of Machshirim. Not like it is according to Magen Mishnah and according to Kama other Rishayim that we're discussing just the narrow halacha of Meshchezah Shel Eitz. But by Meshchezah Shel Evin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Aser. The whole Shaila is by Meshchezah Shel Eitz. By Meshchezah Shel Eitz, there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mutter, but in the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, we pass in halacha of Eimarin Kein. And that's how the Ran learns, a sakin she'omno, which is not paskei agav duchko, which is completely dull, that it doesn't even cut at all. And the same thing with the shput she'nirtzaf, like we're going to explain, that the shput she'nirtzaf, which is broken, that's all also even according to Rabbi Yehuda. You see, the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says that a shput she'nirtzam is a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. And then the Gemara says a shput she'nirtzaf, that's aser. Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns a shput shenir tzam, which is machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, is so mad it's totally broken. You have to fix it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to fix it. Rashi sheet is everything's mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbanan, it's aser. A shput shenir tzaf is just bent. If it's just bent, you don't have to fix it. A tircha delay tzarech, that's why it's aser lekuli alma. According to the Ran, it's the opposite. A shput shenir tzaf is if it's completely broken. There, the fixing is a total fixing. That's also even according to Rabbi Yehuda. A shput shenir tzam is not completely broken. It's just chipped. And therefore, it's not a complete fixing. And memela, that's totally in the machlokes Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So, kum dais a big nafkamina la'alacha. The first nafkamina, the parsha nafkamina, is if you have a tikkun kli gomer, like a sakin by Meshchezah Shel Evin, or a sakin which is amda, which is like paska machmas duchka, or a shmud that's completely broken, according to Rashi, it's halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rosh, it's just ein mayrin kein, but you're allowed to do it, you're just not allowed to paskin for someone else to do it. But according to the Ran, and this is how the Rambam paskins no matter what, It's Aser. The Rambam, according to Magen Mishnah, because he passes like the Rabbanan, according to the Rambam, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Aser. But the Halacha L'maaseh is that it's Aser, possibly even Midaraisa, to do a Tikkun Gomer on Yontif, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Another Nafka Mina L'Halacha, which comes out, is that it's Mutter by Mashcheze Shel Eitz. That it's Mutter by Mashcheze Shel Eitz, according to the Rosh, it's Mutter even according to the Rabbanan. So it would come out, the Rosh first of all holds that you even say Halacha U'mayrin Kain, because he passes like the Lashon that's Mutter even according to the Rabbanan. And also, you wouldn't need Lo Efshem Esmol B'chlal. Even if it's Efshem Esmol, it will be Mutter to by Mashcheze Shel Eitz. Mashenken according to the Ran Fakert. That's Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. So there, Avadi would say Halacha V'ein Mayrin Kain, because that's only Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's only when it's loy efshem esmol. When it was efshem esmol to fix it, mashkazi shel eitz, then it'll be aser meikir adin, because it's machshir shel efshem esmol. It's aser. It's not just ein mayrin kain. It'll be aser meikir adin. Comes out a machloikis mashkazi shel evin if it's muti even according to Rabbi Yehuda. A machloikis if halacha of ein mayrin kain al kaponim by loy efshem esmol is a hetter by mashkazi shel evin, that according to the Rosh it's muti, according to the Ran it's aser. Even by Lo Efshem Esmol, and there's a machlokes also by Mashkez Shel Eitz that according to the Rosh, that's Mutter L'Chatchila. That's Halacha U'mayrin Kain. That's Mutter even by Lo Efshem Esmol, even by Efshem Esmol. I mean, but according to the Ran, no, that's only Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's only Halacha U'mayrin Kain, and that's only Mutter when it's Lo Efshem Esmol. Now the Ran says a svara. Why is it that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Malacha Gemur is Aser? Rabbi Yehuda holds the Machshirim is Mutter. Where does this come from? That a malacha gemur of makab patish is also even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zok deran, he says, because makshir echel nefesh are not better than echel nefesh. By echel nefesh, we have a klal. We spoke about this in the beginning of the perek, that any malacha which is nasa liyamim rabim, any malacha which is a malacha that's nasa liyamim rabim, like tzira, and the malacha is kaidim lisha, all these malachas that are nasa liyamim rabim are all also even by echel nefesh. So he says, the Machshirim is not going to be better. He says, when you're making a real kli, a real asiyas kli, that's Parshat is Nasa Liyam Rabim. When you're just fixing the kli, if you're fixing around with it, you're doing the Shkej Shal Eitz, you're just making small tikkunim, that's not called Nasa Liyam Rabim. Then I guess the derech is to do it just liyame when it breaks. Mashenkin, making a kli, a real asiyas kli, that's Nasa Liyam Rabim. That's also even by Echel Nefesh. How could that be mutter by Machshirim more than by Echel Nefesh itself? It sounds like a gewaldig svar. Why should Machshirim be mutter more than Echel Nefesh itself? What's Takib Shan and the Rishonim that hold that Rabbi Yehuda is matter all Machshirim, even when you're making it a Kli Gomer? So if you hold that it's the Rabbanan, it's not so bad. You could say that the Rabbanan were in Geizah B'chai Gavna. Since the whole din of Nas Liyam Ram is a din the Rabbanan, the Iker is it's a Zelusa and Yamtif or whatever it is, the Rabbanan have the Gdarim when it's called a Zelusa, when not. And these cases of Machshirim, where you're making the Kalim, it's not the Pshat starting and you're making a Kali from scratch. The Gemara never said that such a thing was Mutter. All these things, the Kalim that were broken, and it was impossible to fix it, Me'esmol, and you need these Kalim for Echel Nefesh and Yamtif, they're a Banner guys to B'chai Gavna. It's not so Shver. But if you hold that the din of the Malachas that are also for Echel Nefesh, like Tzedah and like Tzira, B'chai Gavna are also mean Deiraisa, because there's a Joshua's Akra, which you have in the Yerushalmi, that you need Lisha Ve'elech, or the other Joshua from the Miutim, Ach and Hu and Levadai, that all Malachas that are Nasal Yamim Rabim are Mamuyit from the Hetter Veichel Nefesh. So why should Machshirim be different? How can Machshirim be different? Why isn't the Ran right? Why isn't Machshirim Zicha Asir when you're doing the Malachal Yamim Rabim? So I thought of the teretz like this. The Pnei Yeshua says on Daf Yud Beis, and also the Melachas Yom Tov says, it's a little bit more by Richus, that the din of mitayich is dafka by Echel Nefesh and not by Machshirim. He's bothered by Akash, if Machshir Echel Nefesh is mutter, so why can't you build the house on Yom Tov because of mitayich? Now, as all the Melachas, if you hold that by that anything that's mutter l'tzarech Echel Nefesh is mutter shlel l'tzarech Echel Nefesh, so why would that apply to anything that's mutter for machshir echel nefesh, be mutter shalei letzarech echel nefesh, and then you could do all the melachas on yamtiv. Zok de Pnei Yeshua and the melachas yamtiv. By Eichel Nefesh Gufa, there you have a dinner mitaych. Mashekeh b'machshirim, since you find that the Torah only said machshirim is mutter b'efshem esmo, and by loy efshem esmo there's no het of machshirim, kumdeis machshirim is not hutcher b'chlal. Machshirim is like hutcha. It doesn't have the same heter of Eichel Nefesh. Mele has a limited heter, only by l'efshem esmo. So in such a heter, you don't say mitaych. V'nir ha'bir, that the pshat's like this, the Ramban al Torah in Parshas Emor, by the din of Malachas Avodah is Masbir, that on Shabbos all Malachas is Asir, on Yontif only Malachas Avodah. The Torah always uses the Lashon Malachas Avodah by Yontif, unless it's Mefarit that it's talking about Eichel Nefesh. But otherwise, the Torah says Malachas Avodah. By Shabbos, the Torah never says Malachas Avodah. Because Shabbos, even Malachas Eichel Nefesh is Asir, that means all Malachah. Masha'en Kein Yontif, only Malachas Avodah is Asir. But Malachas Eichel Nefesh is not Bechlal Malachas Avodah. It's not field work, it's kitchen work. So Kumtais is not the pshat that Malacha is Asir on Yontif, all Lamites Malachas. But there's a heter, there's a special heter, a matter, that when you need the Malacha for food, then you'll have to be over on the Issa Malacha Kaviyachal. The Issa Malacha wasn't given, there's a special dispensation for someone who needs the Malacha for food. No, that's not the pshat. Malachas Eichel Nefesh, by the definition, aren't Malachas Avodah, they're not Bechlal Malachas Asuris B'Yontif. That's why there's a dinah mitaych. That's why you say mitaych shuchu l'tzarek, shuchu namishal l'tzarek. Because these malachas aren't malachas that are nichl on the Issa of Yamtif, al kapanim when you're doing a l'tzarek Yamtif, and therefore you say mitaych. Mashaykhim Akshir Eichel Nefesh. The Baal, you find that Akshir Eichel Nefesh is also if it was Efshem Eesmo. So Kumdeis, they are malachas that are asr on Yontif. Kumdeis, it's not hutra. They are malachas that are asr. For Haraya, if you couldn't do a basmal, it's asr. So in them state, they are malachas that are asr on Yontif. So what's the heter according to Abiyud of Makshir Echel Nefesh? It's taka t'chuya. It's the pshat that it's a dispensation. Since you need this malacha for Echel Nefesh, so Mele Torah is mattered for you, even though it's a malacha. So Ibazai, that's, and where do you see that? Because the Torah makes a childin, efshir and loy efshir. If it's Efshem Esmo, Torah wasn't matter, because you don't need it. You could have done a Esmo. If it's Loy Efshem, then you need it. So Torah was mattered for you. So Nem state that it really is a Malacha. Navas, it's a special Hatta for Eichel Nefesh. So that's only for Eichel Nefesh. You can't shtel tzu this Hatta to anything else other than Eichel Nefesh. You can't say Mitaych. So Lefinis Yisayin, they look Zagan like this. So the din of Malachas Avodah, the din that you learn from the Yishalmi, Milishav Elech, the din that Ksira and Seda and these malachas are asr, the pshat is that even though you're doing it for Eichel Nefesh, your mamish doing it for Eichel Nefesh, you need it for Eichel Nefesh. Navas, Eichel Nefesh, the heter is, because it's not a malacha b'chlal. These malachas, even though you're doing it for Eichel Nefesh, they're called malachas Avodah. Since the Nasal Yamim Rabbim, they get a shame Tairish malacha, even though you're doing it for Eichel Nefesh. That's the side of the Isser of these malachas Midaraisa, because the Nasal Yamim Rabbim. Because they have a Tairish malachas Avodah, that's what their man says in Mechamis with the Klarkite. They have a din malachas Avodah, even though they're for Eichel Nefesh, because the Nasal Yamim Rabbim. But that's only a din mitzad Eichel Nefesh. In Eichel Nefesh, you have this chilek. Eichel Nefesh, the Yisayit is that it's Hutra. Eichel Nefesh, the Yisayit is not called a Malacha. So Mela, if it's not Nasal Yamim Rabim, it's not a Malacha B'chlal, it's not Malachas Avodah. If it's Nasal Yamim Rabim, then it is a Malacha, it's Malachas Avodah. Mashaykh and Makshir Eichel Nefesh, either way it's a Malacha. Navas, Yibalt, it's E'ev Shemayesmol. The Mela is a special dispensation. You're allowed to do it because you need it for eating. I would say there's no chilek in the etzem malacha if it's nasli yom, if it's not nasli yom rabim. That's only a chilek when you need that it shouldn't be a malacha. According to Rabbanan, we matter also Eichel Nefesh, and you don't need Leif Shemei Esmo, and you say Mitaych, that's only by malachas that are not nasli yom rabim, because they're not malachas. Anything that's nasli yom rabim, even if it's for Eichel Nefesh, is called a malacha. Masha'en kein, machshirim, it's not a malacha. It is a malacha. That's why it's only mutter when it's Efshem Esmo, when it's Leif Shemei Esmo, when it's Efshem Esmo, it's Asr. So since it's a malacha, it doesn't make a difference if it's nasli yom rabim, it's a malacha which, with the dispensation that it's mutter, since it's Leif Shemei Esmo, you need it for Eichel Nefesh. So mainly, even if it's nasli yom rabim, it's still mutter. That's what I think the pshat and the rishayim that hold that according to Abiyud, even a malacha gemur is aser. Yeah, la'alacha l'maisa, the mechaber paskins like the Rambam and how he learns up the Rif, like the Ran, that the Pshat is that a Meshcheshel Evan is also Meikir Adin, it's also even according to Reb Yehuda, and a Meshcheshel Eitz Adin is Halacha Ve'emayin Kain. And the Ramah seems to paskin like the Rosh, that even a Tikkun Gomer is Mutter, as long as you're doing it for Machshirim, as long as it's Loyef Shem Esmol, like the Rosh, that Reb Yehuda's matter all cases of Tikkun Kli, and the din of Shpuch and Irtzif is Dafka, because you could use it the way it is, but any time you can't use it the way it is, it's Mutter. That's how the Ramah paskins. There's in Chisanta Machleikis Achreinim, the Magen Avraham brings the Maril that says that Anyantiv Sheni, if the Shpud broke, or the knife broke Anyantiv Rishin, then you're not allowed to fix an Anyantiv Sheni, because since we're keeping Anyantiv Sheni, on the tzad that today is Yom Tif, and yesterday was Chayil. So Kum Dais, on the tzad that today is Yom Tif, Yitaka could have fixed it yesterday. So Mel, that's called Efshim Esmol, and you're not allowed to fix it on Yom Tif Sheni. That's what the Magen Avraham brings from the Maril. So Rabbi Kivega is bothered, because he says, Efshim Esmol, Rashi says, the Marshal, even if you're Torah, that's called Efshim Esmol. It's totally in the practicality. If you weren't able to do it, it doesn't matter if technically it was possible to do, but if you were not able to do it, so then that's not called Efshim Esmol. So even if you weren't able to do it because of a Suffolk Yom Tif, or say even on the side today is Yom Tif, but yesterday you thought that it was Yom Tif yesterday, so you couldn't do it. Kol Shekhen, that is Mikra than Yom Tif yesterday, but even on the side that Yom Tif Sheni is Yom Tif, and the Yom Tif Rishon is Chayil, but Lamaisa, you thought on Yom Tif Rishon that today is Yom Tif, so Mepayel, you couldn't do it. So that shouldn't be called Efshim Esmol. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Big Day Yesha that learns at the Maril that that's only in a case where you needed to use a Shpud on Yom Tif Rishon. So even though it was Yom Tif, you could have done it on Yom Tif Rishon. So you technically, practically could have done a Yom Tif Rishon. Lamaisa, you decided not to use a different Shpud or whatever the case may be, but you could have fixed it on Yom Tif Rishon in order to use it. So then there was an Efsharis to use it. So then it was Efshim Esmol, even though it was Yom Tif, but as far as Yom Tif Sheni is concerned, that's called Michael, and it was Efshir, so therefore it's also Yom Tif Sheni. Mashaik, and if you didn't need the Shpud at all yesterday, so you had no Efsharis to fix it, you weren't allowed to fix it, because you didn't need it, it wasn't called Makshir, so that's called Loy Efshim Esmol, then you'd be allowed to fix it on Yom Tif Sheni. The Gemara goes Vaita, Nibayilu, Ma'u Lahare Sakin Lechachem B'Yom Tif. Are you allowed to show a knife, a shechita knife, to a chacham on Yom Tif? Rashi says that there's a chiv on all butchers to show the knife to a chacham before they shecht. Are you allowed to do it on Yom Tif? And the Gemara comes out that Amari Brei Levi's Nesharif, Rabbanan Asri, and Lamaisu we paskin that it's asr. So Machleik is if it's asr. Mutta we paskin that it's asr. Rav Yosef Amar Tamar Chacham Roi La'atzmei Meshila La'Acherim. Tamar Chacham could see it for themselves and lend it to other people. So what's the issur of showing a chacham a knife on Yom Tif? Rashi says, because it's mechzik uvdu d'chayil, the av shemilsa shedai to limka be'itlitz. That it looks like uvdu d'chayil, it's av shemilsa, it looks like you want to sell it in a butcher shop. Shainim are bothered, you don't find such an issur, you don't find, you see, Claudia Gemara discusses the dinim on Yom Tif then, the butcher shops were open, people needed meat for Yom Tif, you don't find chazal limited what a butcher could do while it's av shemilsa. The Rif brings the Bahag that the reason why it's Asr is Xayra that you might go chutz the tchum. That if you're going to show it to a Chacham, the Chacham doesn't always live in the tchum. The Chacham sometimes lives chutz the tchum. So if you're going to say that you're allowed to show a knife to the Chacham on Yom Tif, maybe you'll go chutz the tchum. The Rambam brings down the Balamar that asks the Kasha. The Gemara in the fifth parak says that you're not allowed to ride on a behemoth. The Gemara says, why not allowed to ride on a behemoth on Yom Tif? The Gemara says, Xayra. First, the Gemara says, Xer, you might go out of the Tchum. Zog the Gemara, that would be a right of Tchum is Deraisa. You'd only be able to ask it if Tchum is Deraisa. And we don't necessarily pass on Tchum is Deraisa. So the Gemara says, no, it's Xer, you might cut off a stick. That's awesome in Deraisa. You might cut a stick off a tree in order to lead the animal. That's why you're not allowed to ride an animal on Yom Tif. So you see Mefurish in the Gemara that you don't make Xer, maybe someone will go out of the Tchum. Unless Tchum is their Isa, and we don't pass on Tchum is their Isa. So how could that be the time of Lahara Sakin L'Chacham? Because maybe you go out of the Tchum If we know Tchumen's Deraisa, the Gemara says L'gabi Reichem, L'gabi Behema, that only if you're Tchumen Deraisa could be Geizer that you're going out of the Tchum. So the Ramban says, Ramban and Melchamis answers that it's Choluk. That Gemara was a Pshat, the Gzeir was, you might forget and go out of the Tchum. You might go out of Tchum Shaloi B'Meskavim. Once you're riding the animal, you don't understand how fast you're going, and you end up out of the Tchum before you realize it. Such a thing is only Asaf Tchumen is Deraisa. That you might b'sheg go out of the tchum, there would only be geizer out of tchum and is deraisa. Mashen came by l'aris sakin. There was a shaila. Maybe b'mezid you'll go out of the tchum. Maybe you'll go out of the tchum b'mezid. Such a thing that the taku will geizer even if tchum is derabanan. Like you find the Gemara says that something that's brought to you mechutz the tchum, you're not allowed to use it on yontif because you might bring it lechatchila. So you see, you are geizer that you might b'mezid go out of the tchum even though tchum is derabanan. So the Gemara there was only saying that you might forget and go out of the Tchum, be'ayvah b'shegig, that would only be if Tchumen's deraisa. Mashegig, that you might be b'mezid, be'ayvah on the Yisra Tchumen, that could be even if Tchumen is derabanan. He says also another thing, that the Rif and the Rambam hold that the Tchumen of Gimel Parsois are deraisa. 2,000 mil is derabanan, but 3 Parsois, which is 2,000 Amis, 1 mil is derabanan, but 3 Parsois, which is 12 mil, 12 times the Tchum Shabbos, that's the Raisa according to the Rif and the Rambam. So he says again, by the animal, the only Kshash is that you might forget yourself, you might not realize where the Tchum is, so there's no Kshash, it'll go more than 3 mil, more than 3 Parsois, there's no Kshash, it'll go more than 12 mil, that's not a Kshash Bechlal, so it'd only be if Tchumen of Yud Beis, of 1 mil, is the Raisa. Then you'll have a Kshash. Mashay Kain, we hold that 1 mil is the Rabbanan, but Gilmul Parsois is the Raisa. There, you don't have such a Kshash. Mashenkin, going to a Chacham, when you're doing it deliberately, so let's say the Chacham lives far away, he lives out of 3 Parsois, or he might go to the Chacham, so there were Geizer. Al-Kabanim, that's the Bahag's Pshat, that it's going out of the Tchum. The Balamor's Pshat is that it's the same din of Ein Marin Sakin L'Chacham is the same din of Rias Mumin of Bechor. It's the same din that you're not allowed to show a Bechor Mumin. Just like we had before, you can't show a Mumin Bechor to a Chacham because it blames Sakin Mana, it blames Donis Adin. Well, you have the same thing in showing a Sakin to a Chacham. In fact, the Ramban, if the reason is Al Sakin Mana, Al Donis Adin, what's the chilik between showing it to a Chacham or the Chacham being Maril Answer and Mashal Achayim? Should have the same problem of Donis Adin. You're doing the same thing. You're being Misakin Mana. You're being Misakin the knife. What's the difference if you're showing it to the Chacham or if the Chacham is doing it for himself? Bishlaim, if it's a Gzeira, like the Bag, it's a Gzeira, go out Chutz L'Tchum. So then a Tam Chacham is showing it to himself. He won't go out of the Tchum. Mashayin Kain, if the Vart is as Donis Adin, as Misakin Mana, so why would a Tam Chacham be different? Anything they're on like this. What's Taka the Pshat that it should blive like Rias Mume Bechar? We explain by Rias Mume Bechar. The Yisayin Adover is because it's not just a din, levaris, a suffix, just a hechatimsa, gilu, milsa, ba'alma, just to know that it's mutter. Even if you know for sure your knife is good, there's a tekanis chacham to show to a chacham, nekveide shalachacham. It's a tekanis chacham to show to a chacham, nekveide shalachacham. So therefore, it's a chalai seter. It's a chalai seter. Any other shayla you ask a chacham is just to know the halacha. He's not being matterit by saying that it's mutter. It was always mutter. He's just being megala. It was always mutter. Mashen came by Rias Mum Bechar, like we said, that according to Reb Shimon, those are Rias Mum Miantiv is a pshat. The Zalman matzach by Rias Mum Bechar, you need a chalai seter from the chacham. If the chacham was matter before the shkita, after the shkita, it doesn't work because you don't have the heter. So here also by Sakin, the Baal, even if you know for sure the Sakin is good, you have to show it to the Chacham, the Kvedish the Chacham. It's a Chalai set, and that blime is like Misakin Man, and that blime is like Donis Adin. But the Chacham for himself, he doesn't have to show it to himself. By him, it's just the Gila Milsa Ba'alma. So if it's his own knife, there is no din that a Chacham has to see the knife bats him. It's the Chacham's knife. So Mela, when he lends it to somebody, he's Royal Atzma, Amar Lachayim. He's being Royal Atzma. He's Bechlal not Misakin as Amana. It's not done as a din. It's not making a Chalai Seter. The Chacham's knife is always Mutta. On the Chacham's knife, there's no din they have to show it to a Chacham Batsim. He just has to check it to make sure it's good. So Mela, once it's good, he can be Mashil Lachayim because there is no Misakin Mana. There is no done as a din. The Rambam learns that the din of Mar Sakin Lachacham is because maybe it'll come to sharpen in a Mashkezish 11. That's the Ram Lashitasa. Mashkezish 11 is also Mikir Adin, and that's what the Ram also says. And Mimela, you have the time. If you hold like the Rishayim, Mashkezish 11 is also Mikir Adin, it's partially why you now will be Marisak and Lechacham, because maybe you'll come to, before showing it to the Chacham, you'll come to sharpen in Mashkezish 11 to make sure it's good, and that's also Mikir Adin. And now let's see one more sugya. The Gemara says, towards the end of the Amud, V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shvoitz Tzalu by Basar Asal Tautal B'yamtif. If you have a Shvoitz spit, which you already use for roasting the meat, you're not allowed to be Metalta on Yamtif, it becomes Muksa. Rashi says, L'fisha Nimas U'muksa U'kfanas Tzarech Yamtif. It's already Mias, it's Muksa, it's already done the Tzarech Yamtif, you're not allowed to move the Shvoitz. After you use the Shvoitz for roasting, it's all dirty, it's mias, and therefore, you're not allowed to move it on Yom Tov. So Taisus asks Akasha, that's Mashmihir, the Ravina holds of Muksa. Asks Akasha, in other places, Ravina holds of Rav Shimon. Ravina doesn't hold of Rav Yehuda. So what's the pshat that there's an Issa Muksa here? So he says Ravina's only going in Shmuel. But then he asks Akasha, Shmuel on Shmuel. Shmuel over here says that it's also to move it, Vaisa Shmuel holds of Muksa. Shmuel, in the first parak of Shabbos by Karchi Zuzi, in the last parak of Shabbos, by Karchi Zuzi, he says that he doesn't hold the muksa. So, Taisa says that Shput is different because after the Malacha, there's no Torah's kli on it. A Shput doesn't really have a kli. It's just a piece of wood. It's just a stick. So, when you still need it for the Malacha, then it has a Torah's kli, you could use it. But afterwards, it doesn't have a Torah's kli, it loses its Torah's kli, and it becomes muksa like a eitz ve'evin that doesn't have a teiris kli b'chlal. The Rashba, he doesn't ask the kasha Shmuel and Shmuel, the Rashba says that it's takas al tzmuksa. He holds a shput avada has a teiris kli. If you take a stick and you make it functional, avada has a teiris kli. So the Rashba holds it al tzmuksa machmas mias, like teisis havimina, and he holds it to raya, to the riff, that paskins on yantif like Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlekes rishonim, if Legabe Shabbos is mafurish in the Gemara in the last parak of Shabbos, we pass him like Rabbi Shimon, except for Muksa Machmasissa by Ner. But Legabe Yantif, we had the Gemara early in Daf Beis that says that Rav Nachman held that on Yantif Muksa is also, because since Yantif is Mukal, Kal, Kechel, Zuzibay, the Asid Muksa, it's a Shal if we pass him like Rav Nachman. The Riv passes like Rav Nachman, he asks his Muksa on Yantif. The Raja brings a Raya from this Gemara. From Shvud, that you see that Muksa Machmas Mias is also on Yom Tov. So, come, there's two Malachim in the Gemara. Taisus' Malach is that it's not a Kli, and it's also because it's not a Kli. That's nothing to do with Muksa. That's nothing to do with the Mahoykis of Yunir Abshimin. That's Klar. Anything which is not a Kli is also Betiltel. Mashayn Kain, the Rajbol Zavad, it is a Kli. So, why is it also? It must be because you're Maksadaita, because of the Mias. So, Mimela, it's a Raya that we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda on Yom Tov, that Muksa Machmas Mias is asr. Now the Rashba is a little bothered, so what about dishes? Dirty dishes also. Why isn't the same thing like a shpud? It should be muksa machmas mias. I was clearing maybe by dirty dishes, the gomer the adam, the oimit to wash, you're not planning on throwing out the dishes, you're planning on washing them. It's gomer the adam, you're going to make them ois mias, and you could make them ois mias. So mamela, that's why it's not muksa. Mashenkin a shpud is probably very difficult to wash. Usually after you use it, you just throw it away, you use it for firewood. So Mimela, it's not going with the other, it's Muksa Machmas Mias. Now, the Ran asks Akasha that he holds like Taisus. It has to be a Muksa because it's not a Teiris Kli B'chlal. It has to be Muksa because it doesn't have a Teiris Kli. It can't be that it's Muksa Machmas Mias. And we take the Kasha of the Ran, you see, Gevaldige, you say this in Inyani Muksa, which Rabbi Kvegish tells on in a couple of places, like we'll explain. The Ran's kasha is like this. The Ran's kasha is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon by Muksa Machmas Mias tainit the Ran is dafka when it's Mias bein hashmoshes. There, the pshat's like this: that when it's Muksa bein hashmoshes, when it's Mias bein hashmoshes, b'shas meisa that it's Mias, everyone knows that yamaksa daitim mine. B'shas meisa bein hashmoshes, both Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon are maskim that yamaksa daitim mine. Navas, afterwards, when you decide you want to use it, so then, it's nostalgic the mias. It's nostalgic the aktsa. Because since you decide you're not chayshish for the mias, so mele, it's mesulik the aktsa. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still aser, because Rabbi Yehuda holds migdas ketzai ben eshmash is ketzai kuli yayma. It's also because of migdas ketzai ben eshmash ketzai kuli yayma. Since ben eshmash is you are maxedite because of the mias, that aksah blames the whole day. Mashenkin, according to Reb Shimon doesn't hold a migdas ketzai ben eshmash. Reb Shimon holds even if it's a ketzai ben eshmash, it's not a ketzai kuli yayma. And Mimela, according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. So the Ran is learning, it's not the pshat by Muksamach Masmias, the Machlaikis says, are you maxedite minay on something which is Mias or are you not? He's mashma, everyone's masking that you're maxedite minay. But the shail is, now that you decide to use it, so you're making oisak tzah, you're not, now it's not Mias to you anymore, you're going to use it. And now the Machlaikis, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is, if you say that the Aksa ben Eshmash is asked as a Kuliyayim or not, Reb Yehuda holds Migas Esai ben Eshmash is a Kuliyayim. Reb Shimon holds, you don't say Migas Esai ben Eshmash is a Kuliyayim. So Zakhtar Ran, that's only Shayach if it was also ben Eshmash. Now Shayach in here, with ben Eshmash it wasn't Migas at all. Yeshmuch it's all about Yantif. You're using on Yantif to roast. So it became Migas on Yantif. If it became Migas on Yantif, there Yisicha don't say Migas Esai ben Eshmash is a Kuliyayim. So according to everyone, it should be mutter. And the only way you could say it's also is if it becomes in Gansan Ice Kli. That could be even on Yantif. It could become in Gansan Ice Kli. But then it wouldn't be telling the Machlokes in Reb Shimon, you wouldn't be able to bring a raya that we passing like Reb Yehuda on Yantif. That's time that they're at. So the first thing Rabbi Kvega, and there's Rabbi Kvega in the Gilyan and the Rambam, in Ilcha Shabbos, Perich Hafei Alocha Yer Aleph, that the Rambam says as aloshin, av a kliya muksa machamis meyusak igay ner yashin shal neft, u kliya tzayu keitzben, mutil taltalim b'shabbos, im hutzruch lehen. That's the loshin of the Rambam. The Rambam is there saying that we hold the muksa machamis iser, but we don't hold the muksa machamis meyus, and the Rambam says a loshin, you can metaltal muksa machamis meyus, im hutzruch lehen, if you need them. Frekter, Rabbi Kivega, why did the Rambam say im hutzruch lehen? That's mashmitz only mutter letzerech gufay. Let's say you don't need the kli, but you're moving it letzerech mekaymai, you're moving it mechama letzel, whatever the case may be, you don't need the kli. It's mashmitz that it's aser. But what's the pshat? Where would the Rambam get it from that a muksa machmas mis is only mutter letzerech gufay and it's not mutter letzerech mekaymai? So Taina Rabbi Kivega, it's like the Ran. The Ran is masba. That it's not the pshat that Rabbi Yehuda holds it is muksa machmas mias. You are maxedaita because of mias, and if Shimon holds you're not maxedaita because of mias. Now everybody holds that you're maxedaita because it's mias. Navas, now that you decide to use it, so according to Rabbi Yehuda you can't use it because migdas ketzayel ben eshmash is ketzayel kuliyayma. According to Rabbi Shimon you can use it. He doesn't hold the migdas ketzayel ben eshmash is ketzayel kuliyayma. So aibazai. When you decide to use it, you're moving it letzerech gufa. You decide to use it, so there's a siluk of that ktsah. There, you're not maxed anymore. It's not mias to you anymore. You're not maxed for the mias. It's like it's both of the mias, and therefore it's mutter. Mashenkin, when it's still mias, you don't need a letzerech gufa. You only want to move a letzerech mekayme. That means it's still mias to you. There's still ktsah. You still aren't going to use it. Navas, you want to move a letzerech mekayme. So mele, even according to Shimon, it's aser. Because it's muksa. It's muksa machmas mias. When you decide to use it, so then it's ois mias. Even according to Yehuda be mutter. It's only al tzmigas yisrael ben eshmash yisrael kuli yayma. Mashenkin, if you don't want to use it, so then it's still mias. So mele, you're not going to move it. So mele, that's why according to the Rambam, muksa machmas mias is only mutter letzerech gufay, but not letzerech mekayma. That's what Rabbi Kivega says in the Gilyan Rambam, like we explained. Thing is that the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reishayin Tes Sifkat Yud Beis says Mefurish that Muksa Machmas Mias is Mutta Bein Letzarech Gufay Bein Letzarech Mekaymai. So Rabbi Kivega there in Shulchan Aruch stels sich up this shayla. According to this Ran that says that the Muksa Machmas Mias Be'etzim, everyone agrees to Muksa Machmas Mias. The only thing is when you decide to use it, then according to Reb Shimon it's Batal Aktsah, and according to Reb Yehuda you say Migdas Ketzayi Ben Eshmash Ketzayi Kuliyayma, so Kozman it's Mias, the only one Letzerech Mekayma, it should be also like he says in the Rambam. So, what's Pshat in the Magen Avraham? Zakhti Rabbi Kivega Gavaldik Echidish. Zakhti Rabbi Kivega, and he sees this in the Baal Amor in the last Perek of Shabbos, there's a Yisoid that the Isser of Tzerech Mekayma is mitli telling the Isser of Tzerech Gufay. I'll be masb a little bit more. That the side of the Isser HaKtzah really only asks Ishtamshis on the Chayfetz. Like we spoke out a few times, you find that Muksa L'Achila is more common than Muksa L'Tiltel. The site of the of a muksal achila, muksa vishtamshus, that's the vart of Eina Muchan. If it's not Muchan, you're not allowed to use it. That's really the yisayid. You can't eat something or use something on yontif if it wasn't mucham me'esmol. That's the yisayid of muksa. That it's asa betiltul is a byproduct. Anything which doesn't have a shtamshus heter, that has an isa tiltul on it. Mikleich, the fact that it doesn't have a shtamshus heter. But the aksa doesn't directly asa tiltul. The aksa asa shtamshus. Haksa asa shtamshus. Navas, when it doesn't have a shtamshus heter, that's why, that's what makes it asa betiltul. Hazakti Rabbi Kivega, Oibazai, it'll be Tali Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudu holds that even if you change your mind and decide it's not mis, it doesn't work, because Migas Kasai ben Eshmas Yisrael Kulayayma, Kumtais, there is no way to be mishtamish in this B'derech Heter on Shabbos and Yantiv B'chlal, so Oibazai, that makes an Issa Tiltul even Litzarech Mekaymai. Mashaykin, according to Rabbi Shimon, since if you want to decide to use it, then you could, because that will be a bitul naqsa, even though right now you don't want to use it, right now it is still aqsa, but the fact that you could be mevatel aqsa gives this keli a din that it does have a hetel tzarech gufay, because if you ever wanted to use it, you could use it. So therefore, since it has a tashmish of derech gufay, that makes it mutter all to tulim, even l'tzarech mekayme, even b'shas that aqsa is still there. That's what Rabbi Kivega said. The Lefizah, even according to the Ranz Hagdara, that Muksa Machmas Mias, everyone holds that it's Muksa Machmas Mias B'Shaitai. Now Rav Shimon holds that when it becomes Ois Mias, that when you decide to use it, then it makes it Ois Mias, so then it's Mutter because now it's a Stalak Naksa, but that wouldn't affect Tiltul Litzarech Mekayimai. Because for Tiltul Litzarech Mekayimai, the klal is if you could do it Litzarech Gufay, you could do it Litzarech Mekayimai. Even though when you do it Litzarech Gufay, that's Mevatel Naksa. And right now, Naksa is still not Mavutal, it doesn't matter. Since you have a head to the dual Litzarech Kufay, that Kufa makes that there's no Issa Litzarech Mekayimai. And he says the Ran himself is Muchach that way. The Ran is Mamash Muchach that way. Because what's the Ran saying? The Ran is arguing on the Rajba. The Rajba says that the Din of Shbut Shetzal Lubay, it's also Tatla, it's also Muksam Achmas Mias, he holds it is a Keli. Zok the Ran, no. Because the whole Machlaikas of Yudin Reb Shimon is when it was a Sisai Ben Ishmashis. When is this a Skoy Ben Eshmashes? So the Pshat of Yehuda holds that even though now you decide to use it, and the Mavatel Akta, but Miga the Skoy Ben Eshmashes, the Kula Yema. Now, Shengen Reb Shimon holds now that you decide to use the Mavatel Akta, you don't say Miga. Zok Teran, Avo Shmud Ze Einekein. But this Shmud not, because Merev Yantavu is Roy, Ube Emtsi Yantavu Shenitche, and the Lashon is Lefichach, Koshu Reitze Lishtamish Boi Yat Yachal Oisrael Lov. If he wants to use it now you can't answer it. Why? Because there's no migdis katsai. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says aim muksa lechatzi shabbos. There's no migdis katsai ben eshmas yisrael lekuli yayma. So if he wants to use it now, he won't be able to answer. In fact, Rabbi Kivega, what's this lashon? If he wants to use it now, you won't be able to answer on him. That's if he wants to use it now. But we're too many. He doesn't want to use it now. So fakert. Ran should have said, since he doesn't want to use it now, so l'kuli yamitz muksa machmas mias. Why does he have to then go and say that the only way to ask a tiltal is remaining an ice kli b'chlal? Adarabba, according to his shtickle, that while you don't want to use it, while it's muksa, while it's mias to you, it's muksa l'kuli alma, so let him say, dishbud, since right now it's mias, you don't want to use it again. Shmuel is just saying, "Kabi matal tetzamazel letzarech mekaymei." That's also lekuliyama because b'shas meister at this point in time it is muksa. Zakti Rabbi Kivega must be this yisait that the head to tiltul is not totally if it's muksa or not. Even if it's muksa, could have a head to tiltul. The head to tiltul is totally in one thing: could I use it b'derech heter or not? So Mamela, if it was Muksa Bein Hashmashis, so there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I cannot use it B'derech Heter. Because when I decide to use it, I'm trying to be Mevatel Aktsa, but it won't work. Because Migdi says, Say Bein Hashmashis, Say L'Kula Yayma. Mashenga, according to Rabbi Shimon, I could use it B'derech Heter. But if it was Tzalei, this Shbud, that you would Tzalei Bein Hashmashis, that Bein Hashmashis was Chazi, and on Yantif it became Mias, so even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if I decide to use it, I could, because there's no migas esai. And now that I decided to use it, it's ois muksamach masmias. So that alone will give it a het to tiltel. Mefurish in the Ran, not like what Rabbi Kinega said in the Rambam, that calls man it's muksamach masmias, it is an issa tiltel tzarech mekaimai, and the whole het there is a tzarech kufa, because then you're being misalik to muksa. But even when it's muksamach masmias, as long as you could be misalik to muksa, that will give it the het to tzarech mekaimai. Atkan the shtickle from Rabbi Kinega and geshmach the shtickle. I just want to be ma'ir one nekuda that we spoke in a previous shiur, the Raman and the Marshal hold that a sakin shel mila, that after the mila, with muksa maksa sarin kiss, it's still mutter to go and be matzniyat, they say. You're allowed to go and put it away, because a muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. And since the beginning of Shabbos, you were supposed to do a mila with it, so it wasn't muksa then, because it was aimed to use. So mele, even though after the mila you can't use it anymore, now you don't want to use it for anything else because it was muksa maksa sarin kiss, but ain't muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. The Magen Avraham argues. The Magen Avraham says that ain't muksa l'chatzi Shabbos is only when it becomes chazi again, when it becomes ois muksa again. It was first menesh marshi, so it was chazi. Then in the middle of Shabbos it became muksa, and then it becomes ois muksa. So now you say muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. But here, b'shas ma'isa, it's muksa ma'asar and kiss, even though it's b'chatzi Shabbos, it's still asur. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So in the previous shiur, we learned up the machlokes that the shail is, what does it mean, ein muksa l'chatzi Shabbos? Is it pshat that you can't be misalika achana that you made mitchila Shabbos altogether, and the Torah's achana that has mitchila Shabbos is going to remain the entire Shabbos no matter what? Or that's how the Ramah and the Marshal learn. And the Magen Avraham learns, no, you could be Masalik Da'achana. If you have a Masalik Da'achana, it becomes Muksa. Now, then, when it becomes Roy again, so then the old Achana comes back. If the old Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, it's not the old Achana coming back, it's a new Achana, and that won't work. If the old Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, the old Achana comes back. That's how we learned up the Machlekes in the previous year. L'chari, you see, from Taisis and the Rajba and the Ran, that you could be misalik the previous achana. That there is shayich al-kaponim b'shas, that it's muksa, it is shayich that it's called muksa at this time. And Tais and the Rajba clearly hold that when you're misalik the aktsah on Yom Tif, it becomes also b'tiltul and u'tiltul. And that l'chari should be a big riot to the Magen Avraham, not like the Ramah and the Marashal. That you see mefurish that even though it's b'emtzi Yom Tif, but there could be chala tayrus muksa machmas mias b'emtzi yom tif yolek Rabbi Yehuda. So Ibizai, even according to Reb Shimon, muksa machmas sarin kiss Reb Shimon holds up, l'chari should be shayach muksa machmas sarin kiss even b'emtzi yom tif, even b'emtzi Shabbos. And the Ran, who seems to be a big riot to the Ramah Marshal, because he says it's not shayach, because since you can now go and use it, that would gufa make it that it's mutter and tiltel. And that would l'chari apply to a sakin shemila also, because since it wasn't muksa b'enesh mashas, so even though now you're being maksa maksa sarin kiss, but if you decide you want to use it, you could, so it has a tash mesheta, so that would make it even mutl tzarech makayma, like Rabbi Kinega explains the Ran. And that would fit like the Ramah Marshal. But it wouldn't be the way I explained it, that it's b'chalal not shayich for it to lose its achana mitchila Shabbos. But it's a new vart, that since you could get it to regain its old achana, so a male that has a het to l'tzarech kufay, that kufa be matter l'tzarech mekaymei, like we explained.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.